Hi, this is Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It is Thursday, December 10th, 2015. I'm here in Clearwater, Florida, and I'm just going to talk to you for a bit here because we had some technical problems. We've been having a lot of technical problems. I don't know, it must be the time for technical problems. But anyway, I'm doing the show on the telephone today instead of with my mic and my headphones and all of those things. And so we're trying to get our guests back on the line, and I'm hoping that she didn't, like, go someplace and it's not available. And so I don't have to talk all by myself for an hour. But anyway, what we're going to be talking about today is pet products, and I particularly chose this guest because she has amazingly pure products and amazingly pure ingredients, and the way she describes them is just, I would like to see every product in the universe be exactly like her products in terms of their purity and the amount of information she discloses. Like, I'm looking at I just picked a product at random, and the first ingredient is purified glacier water. Now, usually it might say water, and we don't know, we don't know if the water is tap water or if it's some kind of purified water or how it's purified or what's going on with the water. And when water is the number one ingredient in a product, you want to know, is that water pure or is it toxic? And I would venture to say that most manufactures with water out of the tap. And occasionally I will see that it says filtered. And here we have purified glacier water. Purified glacier water. And that makes me want to use this product right away, except it's for pets. So if I had a pet, I would use this product because of the purity of ingredients. Okay, so I have my guests on the line. Debbie, are you there?
Good. I sure am. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so
glad.
Good afternoon for you.
It's afternoon for me. I'm so glad that we managed to hook ourselves up here.
Absolutely. You and me both.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to introduce you now. Listeners, my guest today is Debbie Guardian. She's the founder and president of a company called Opie and Dixie. And it's a small business in San Francisco. She makes this, I don't know if you heard me talking, Debbie, about how pure your ingredients are. But she makes these pure products, pet products. Let's just start with you telling us about how you got interested in this. What prompted you to start this business?
Well, way back, when we adopted Opal, who is our first dog, I actually began mixing supplements for her food. And my very first product was a supplement that contained lecithin, kelp, and primarily flaxseed, which is a balanced omega-3, 6, and 9 ingredient versus just fish oil. So that's how I began. And in 2008, I stumbled across breast cancer, as so many of us do, and I really began to learn about ingredients that we put on our bodies and how those ingredients seep into our bodies.
Yeah.
And I became extremely obsessed with that. I had a lot of time to be obsessed.
And I understand that because I'm extremely obsessed too.
Well, I thought about myself and I thought about my animals because my animals are everything to me. And they've always eaten organic diets, all-natural diets, very healthy foods. Their beds are made of recycled plastic, organic fabric. So I'm a little nutsy about that. And I decided that their shampoos, conditioners, and all sorts of skincare products should be pure and natural and healthy as well. So I began looking at the ingredients on these bottles, and they had parabens and sulfates and all sorts of caca in them. And I could not find anything on the market that had precisely what I wanted to find in my products. So I began researching ingredients and found manufacturers to play around with the formulas that I wanted. And there was a lot of back and forth with, you know, a little more shea butter, please, a little less this, a little more that.
Right.
Finally, we nailed some formulas that that worked, that I felt were safe, and away I went.
It's just, we're coming up on, oh, no, we still have a few more minutes. I want to spend a fair amount of time talking with you about the various ingredients in your products today, because you obviously have chosen them so carefully, and I'd like our listeners to become more familiar with what some of these ingredients are, and for us to talk about, like, how difficult or easy is it to get these ingredients and things like that, because it really is. I know that when I started becoming interested in this in 1978, I approached it by saying, well, these toxic chemicals are making my body sick. What are the toxic chemicals in these products? And so it's
right.
To me, when I don't look at a product and say there's a product on the shelf. I look at the product and say, what are the ingredients in the product? And so it's a list of ingredients to me. And I really found that, especially back in 1978, that it was really hard to get the ingredients on a lot of products. And so nowadays, especially, you're just such a shining example. You really are. I mean, I'm looking at products all day long and ingredients lists.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I read your ingredients list, and I thought, this woman knows what she's talking about. And also, that you are so transparent about all the ingredients. And one of the biggest problems that we face today is that people want to be able to evaluate the products for toxicity, but the most toxic products don't list any of their ingredients on the label.
And, very true.
Yeah. And so I think that there needs to be a big shift in the marketplace from secrecy and toxicity to openness and transparency and organicness, and you are right there as just as a model of what everyone should be doing.
I
can't say that enough.
Thank you. I try to be. My girls, as I call them, my dogs, are 14 now. And let me tell you, they are very, very healthy, knock on wood. And I attribute this really to their diets, but also to their body care. Mm-hmm. You know, canine cancer is the number one cause of death following euthanasia due to overpopulation. And most dog shampoos have always contained sulfates and parabens. They are just very, very common ingredients because of the bubbliness. And parabens have been linked to cancer. It's been linked, they've been linked to developmental problems, reproductive problems, organ system toxicity, neurotoxicity. I mean, they're nasty. And I just did not want those in my products. Even synthetic ingredients, I preferred to go with essential oils, except for my cat product, because cats are very sensitive to those essential oils, and they can be toxic to cats. But even synthetic fragrances are mostly petroleum-based.
Not
so hot for pets with allergies, and, you know, often they can cause sneezing, watery eyes, skin irritations, and a lot of people don't realize that it is that simple, a synthetic fragrance in a shampoo. So I tried to really research these ingredients. They're all sourced in North America, and I really stand by these. I wouldn't use anything else for my girls.
Well, when we come back from break, I'm going to ask you about some individual ingredients so that people can learn more about what really goes into an ingredient and choosing an ingredient. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Debbie Guardian. She's founder and president of Opie and Dixie, and those are the names of her two beloved dogs. And her website is opieanddixie.com. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Debbie Guardian. She is the, I'm not on that page. She is the founder of Opie and Dixie. You know, I'm sitting here in front of my computer, and then I start looking things up during the break, and then my page disappears. Anyway, founder and president of Opie and Dixie, and the URL is Opie and Dixie, Dixie. So let's talk about the one that I just picked at random was organic oatmeal and almond shampoo. And this has some very interesting ingredients in it. So first, let's just start with the purified glacier water. What was your thought process behind that we should have purified glacier water?
So when water is purified, it has been mechanically filtered or processed to remove impurities. So we tend to want to drink purified water, and I like both spring water and purified water in my products because, again, I can trust that there are no toxins in there. There are two states that are known for great water. One of them is New York. One of them is San Francisco. I'm sure if I were to use bottled water, it wouldn't be toxic. However, as I mentioned earlier, Deborah, I'm obsessed. I'm just obsessed with purity, safety, through and through. And if it's safe enough to consume, it's safe enough to put on your body.
Well, we should be looking at not putting anything on our bodies or our pets' bodies that we wouldn't eat or drink. And so,
agree.
Yeah. So glacier water. So is this glacier water because it comes? The San Francisco water comes from a glacier, or is it how
this,
is it?
This ingredient was actually offered by our shampoo manufacturer, who is in British Columbia, and believe it or not, all our balms are manufactured right here in the U.S., and the shampoos in British Columbia. I stumbled across this wonderful company that makes products for humans as well, and I began reading about their methods and their holistic goals, and I thought, wow. Glacier water, I'd never thought of that. So he offered this up, and I thought to myself, sure, why not? Let's absolutely go with it. And I wasn't even familiar with what it meant. I didn't realize that it was processed to remove toxins. And that's why it's in those ingredients. Canada, as a matter of fact, who knew, has much, much stricter regulations than the United States. And the reason we haven't purchased their organic certification is because of how expensive it is. And we're, of course, a smaller company, but it's very, very expensive and goes through an extremely extensive process. So we're certified organic by a smaller organization called EcoGreen, which works just fine. But it's much less expensive than the USDA certified organic testing that we do here in the United States.
It's organic is very expensive. So, I still want to ask you about the glacier part. So does this mean that the water comes from a glacier?
Right. And frankly, I could not tell you precisely where he sources it. He is very confidential about certain ingredients. However, I trust them explicitly. So sorry about that. Sorry about any noise. One of my dogs just got back from her dog walk and has stomped into the home. So if you hear any noises, that's who it is. It's my little Dixie.
I actually can't hear any noises because I'm on the phone, and so I don't have the best sound quality. But I don't mind any dog barking in the background.
Good. Well, hopefully you won't get any of that. But I leave a lot of the sourcing to my manufacturers. Glacier water, the speeds vary very greatly. And they're a denser body of water and ice, and it's constantly moving. And he explained this to me, and I won't lie to you, through much of it, I thought, okay, it's very complicated. He explained that glacial ice is actually the largest reservoir of fresh water on Earth, and that the temporal climates really, really help in the purification of this water.
Yeah.
Totally confusing to me. Can't lie to you. It's a confusing thing, which is why I don't physically source the ingredients myself.
I can understand that. I didn't mean to put you on the spot about it. I just am so fascinated by your ingredients.
Fire away. If I don't know, I will not lie. I will.
Okay, good.
That's George Washington here.
Yeah. Okay, so let me ask you the next one that I'd like you to talk about, although let's see, what time is it? Oh, we are in less than a minute. We're coming up on the break. But what I want to ask you about and have you talk about after the break is one of your ingredients is certified biodynamic avocado oil. And usually people go so far as to go organic, but biodynamic is like an extra step. So we've talked about biodynamic on the show before, but I'd like you to explain what it is when we come back and why you chose that. And
sure thing.
Yeah. So also other things that are in this particular product are some organic herbal ingredients of various sorts and wildcrafted ingredients. So when we come back, we'll talk about these different terms that are not usually seen on labels. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Debbie Guardian. She's the founder and president of Opie and Dixie in San Francisco, and their domain is opieanddixie.com. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. And my guest today is Debbie Guardian. She's founder and president of Opie and Dixie, and she's at opieanddixie.com. And we're talking about exceptionally pure ingredients that go beyond what's normally in products. So, Debbie, why don't you tell us about biodynamic and wildcrafted, and maybe compare organic and biodynamic and wildcrafted?
Sure. So biodynamic is actually a method of farming. And holistically, it's biodynamic agriculture is farming in which soil, crops, animals, even the farmer act as a very self-contained, united entity. So much of it is a feel for how these people, how can I word this? They don't want to harm the soil. They are focused on the soil and the care of the soil. And they enhance and replenish it with holistic herbs and minerals. And there's a growing organic farming movement, particularly in other parts of the world, and it's not just the farming. It's sort of a Zen feel for the farmers, spiritual development, bonding with the earth. It's a very, very innovative approach to farming.
Yes, I think if I could interrupt you for a second, one of the things that I've noticed over the years, which is an important point to me, is that you can have something that's free from toxic chemicals, but it might be that's all it is free from toxic chemicals. And in order for us to heal, it's important that not only are we free from toxic chemicals, but that we also have the positive factors of nutrition and sunlight and, you know, all these things that are in the natural world that we're part of. And so biodynamic farming and other practices in the world go beyond just avoiding toxic chemicals to many of these other factors.
Exactly, and this is why we've also used some wild-crafted ingredients. I don't know if you or your, well, you probably are, but not
I,
sure
I know
listeners.
All about wild-crafted, but you tell
everything.
Us about it.
You know it all, and I know you know it all. Wild-crafted actually refers to a plant or herb that is gathered in the wild. So in its very natural habitat, it is not cultivated, it's grown without herbicides or pesticides or fertilizers, and it's harvested in a very ecologically sustainable manner because it is natural. It's growing on its own in its natural world. And I thought that was actually an interesting concept that, again, our Canadian manufacturer brought up. He's been a fountain of information. And, really, really terrific. He's my secret weapon or secret sauce, as they say. The wild-crafted is truly as natural as you can get.
It is as natural as you can get, and it really is about the plant being in its own environment and all the factors
mm-hmm.
that are at play there. And so you have organic, which would be no pesticides, no herbicides, and then you'd have biodynamic, which has other factors added, but those are still both grown in a field with a farmer,
mm-hmm.
and wild-crafted, these plants are growing in their own natural habitat with the little birds and squirrels and whatever roaming around. It has a whole
exactly.
ecosystem.
Exactly, out there in the wild.
It's just out there in the wild, and then people come and very carefully pull those plants out of their wild habitat in a way that allows them to continue to grow. And so they don't take all of it, and
exactly.
it's a sustainable thing. And so I think that it's like each of those plants would have a different effect. I mean, each of those ways of growing, those plants would have different qualities to them. Even if it was exactly the same plant grown in those three ways, it would have different qualities. I was talking to a woman who I think is going to be a guest in January, where she grows
mm-hmm.
blueberries in Maine, and she is certified organic, wild-crafted. And I said, how can you be certified organic and wild-crafted? And the way that occurs is that in Maine, they have all these wild blueberries growing all around the place, everything. And what she does is she just carefully removes the forest from around the bush. So she's not planting
wow.
anything. She's just making it easier to
right.
for the plant to grow. She gives it more space and light and air. And that's how she's cultivating her wild-crafted plants. I just thought that was so wonderful.
So interesting, and I'm going to tune in to that show for sure.
So let's see. Let's pick another one. All right, so I'm looking at this, and first thing I'll say is it's not 100% organic. So let's just address that for the next couple minutes till we go to the break, because I think that people like you, if it were possible,
mm-hmm.
you'd be 100% organic and wild-crafted and all those things. But it's because you can't get those ingredients, yes?
Exactly. Some ingredients are very, very difficult to find in an organic form. And one of the ingredients, as a matter of fact, that is organic is our shea butter. And interestingly enough, it can sometimes be a little grittier than the non-organic version. I mean, it's a very, very high-fat butter. It's full of vitamins. It's got A and E, and it's wonderful for dry patches and skin, and it, you know, heals. I use some of our shea butter products, our balms. Actually, Snout Stick I use as a lip balm. It's the best lip balm I've ever found. It makes lips soft, and I've been thinking of manufacturing it as buy one for your dog, buy one for yourself.
One for you.
Yeah, what, exactly. I mean, shea butter is an amazing miracle ingredient. However, what we noticed is using the non-organic form was a little bit smoother and softer. So the product itself is a little grittier, but this is for dogs. They don't mind. But
well, sometimes you need to make those choices, and we'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is Debbie Guardian, another Deborah. And she's the founder and president of Opie and Dixie in San Francisco, and they're at opieanddixie.com. Opie and Dixie are her dogs. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is Debbie Guardian. She's the founder and president of Opie and Dixie. Those are the names of her two dogs who have been being very quiet during the show. And the website is opieanddixie.com. So let's talk about choosing ingredients when you can't. I know that one thing that obsessed people like you and I and a lot of our listeners want to do is, if they've decided to go organic, they want it 100% organic. That they're, you know, that they can't, they don't want it to be partially toxic, or, you know, and so I think that people are having to make choices because they can't find something that is as pure as they would like it to be, and so can you just talk about that in your experience? About and your thoughts about that?
Well, very, very simply, some ingredients just cannot be found in an organic form, and others are prohibitively expensive. And it boils down pretty much to that. Number one, can you find them? And number two, can you afford them? And very often, you simply cannot afford them. And the certification process becomes even more expensive, which again, for a small company, is, you know, you've got the battle between what you believe in and want to do and what you realistically can do.
Right.
Certification.
And I think everybody is in that position.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. I mean, in the U.S., our certification is run by some private agencies. In some countries, it's overseen by the government and purely by the government. So it can really be a little pricey. But again, as I mentioned, there are some ingredients, which I can't even think of at the moment, that are simply not available.
Well, and I can think of one, like salt. Salt can't be organic. Like if you're looking,
there you go.
If you're looking for organic, it has to be an agricultural product. So you could have something like salt, which now I was about to say something, but this is going to like open up a whole other thing. But I'll say it anyway. I mean, if it just says salt on the label, and I'm not being critical of you here, but if it just says salt on a label, you don't know what type of salt it is unless it specifies what type of salt is. And so I was going to say that it's not going to be toxic if it's salt because it's not, you can't, it's not an agricultural product. But there could be all kinds of pollutants in salt. Like I was just on another show a few days ago, last week I think it was, or the week before. As I was doing the show in the break, I was reading my emails and the, It arrived in my inbox during the show that salt, sea salt, has bits of plastic in it, and that they actually were measuring these samples of sea salt and finding all this plastic. And I it was reminded that when I fly into the San Francisco airport, as you've probably done many times, and I used to live in San Francisco. I was born and raised in Oakland and Marin County, and San Francisco is a place that I know. And when you fly into the airport in San Francisco, you see the salt beds where they where they're bringing in water from the San Francisco Bay and dehydrating it right around the San Francisco airport, with all those right next to the freeway, with all the planes flying over the salt beds, and you've got the San Francisco Bay pollutants, and that's sea salt.
That. Okay, I'm going to go to my cabinet and throw that baby out. I had no idea.
And so there are salts, which I've talked about many times, but I'll say it again. There are salts like real salt and Himalayan crystal salt, which come from underground seas, where the water was there millennia ago, and it's now buried underground. So there's no pollutants in that salt. But any sea salt that you're getting that's taken from surface waters is very polluted. And so in my opinion, I think that, first of all, the point I was trying to make is that salt cannot be organic ever, because it's not an agricultural product. But I think that there is salt in there is salt, and that's why I put so much attention on ingredients now, that I'm obsessed with getting everything labeled properly.
right. And the interesting thing that I've learned in this process is that in many cases, ingredients are called organic or 100% natural, but they are really not. Who is regulating what goes on to certain bottles? I used to buy a personal healthcare product that had the word organic in the name, in the brand. And it was pulled and had to be rebottled. You may know who they are. Because it was discovered that while they're using that term, in their very name, there were no organic ingredients whatsoever.
That's right.
In the product. You think about what you're doing. You are really trying to do the right thing, yet there are companies who really get away with not doing the right thing. And this is more so for humans than animals. But again, as I've said 50 million times, my animals are as important to me as I am to myself, as any human being. And what I provide for them is never going to be any less than what I provide for myself. And I mean, you and I think very, very alike when it comes to ingredients.
We do.
Yes, so you do the very, very best that you can. You focus on integrity rather than money-making, which is what we stand very firmly by, and take it from there.
Yes. And I guess the whole point of what I was asking earlier is that we have the idea, even I think you and I have the idea, that we want it to be perfect and we want it to be completely 100% no toxic anything, but you can't stand anywhere on the planet and breathe and have it be non-toxic.
Exactly.
So, our planet is contaminated. Every bit of soil and water and air is contaminated with toxic chemicals. But what we can do is that we can choose products like yours that have the best, least toxic ingredients available, and be free of the chemical ingredients that are known to be toxic, such as you were talking about parabens earlier causing cancer. Well, we could certainly be free of those toxic chemicals, even if not 100%.
Exactly. We do the very, very best we can. If we cannot find organic, 100% natural is what we veer towards. And in most cases, I will trust 100%, but I really want that 100% in there.
Yes. Yes.
You know, if I can't find organic, I want the next best ingredient that I can possibly find.
And I'm the same way. I'm the same way. Where I draw my line is synthetic. I don't want things artificially man-made out of petrochemicals. And so
right.
Once we cross the line into something that's renewable, I'll accept that even if it isn't organic. If I can't get the organic thing, then I'll go with a natural ingredient or material. But I stop with petroleum-based products, except occasionally, if I have to, because there's no other choice, I'll use a non-toxic petroleum product, but not on my skin. I mean, I might use it in paint, but not on my skin, and I'm not going to eat it.
Right, right. I mean, sometimes you just can't find what you're looking for. It just does not exist. So like you, the best we can do is the best we can do. I do steer clear of synthetic fragrances because there are so many people with sensitivities. I have no sensitivities and have never felt them, but I also think of those around me. And, you know, so, you know, even though these are pet products, they are human grade. I use them myself. I've tested them on myself before going to market with them. And there's nothing that I would use on them that I wouldn't use on myself.
That's so good to hear. We've only got about a minute left. So is there anything that you want to say that you haven't said?
No, but not really. But if anybody is interested actually in reading a little bit about ingredients, I do have a page on my website dedicated only to ingredients. And I talk a little bit about why we use organic, what biodynamic means, what we don't use and why we don't use it. And I really get into each ingredient and what its benefits are. And I mean, even for our packaging, we use eco-friendly packaging and eco-friendly glues. We just try to stick by our word. In all areas.
And I see that. I see this very long page with all your ingredients listed. This is great. I love it when I go to a website and I see that. Well, we're coming up to the end, so thank you so much, Debbie, for being with me. Again, her website is opieanddixie.com, and she's got all these great products for your pets, and I'm sure we'll be talking again. Thank you.
I sure hope so, Deborah, so much. Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. You've been listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. Be well.